person, I'm trying to decide who, whether or not I want to give them my special form of fear. Because if I was giving them God's love, I would be giving it to them whether I believe they deserved it or not. So the love that I'm trying to decide to give is just the love that's not real. So I'm always trying to decide who I'm going to give my unreal love to. Because I'm in need. I don't know who I am. So how do I get out of that? Well, I stop trying to grab for it. Instead of grabbing for my relationship or grabbing for the perfect thing, I'm going to get up in the morning and say, my purpose in this world is to release you from thinking that you're bound by remembering when I'm around you that you are love and you are full of love. And I can do that without engaging your ego at all. My easiest relationships with people are the ones they don't know about. Isn't that cool? So did y'all hear that part when it talked about if you want to delay the receiving of something, to delay yourself from having it, what you're going to start telling yourself is how long it's going to take time, how much time it's going to take for you to have it. And he said, this is not beyond immediate learning, because nothing that the Creator wants us to have takes time. That's what makes the Creator the Creator, that the Creator is not limited by time. So the only thing that's keeping us from having what we want right now is our belief in time. But since we believe in time, why don't we use it going somewhere that's a lot better than what we used time to go to before? That's this path. So it says, the one you would not have it be is lost to you. So what's the issue? You must decide when it is. You must decide when it's going to happen. You must decide when your happiness is going to happen. You must decide when the answer to this is going to happen. You must decide when the answer is going to happen. You must decide when the love is going to happen. You must decide when the change is going to happen. You must decide if this is going to be the instant. Delay it not. That's what it says next on the page, right? It says, stop delaying your answer. For beyond the past and the future, where you will not find it, I'm going to tell you where you will not find the answer. Where? You will not find it in the past, and you will not find it in the in the future, and you will not find it in the past, but I'll tell you where you will find it. It's standing in shimmering readiness right now for your acceptance. Wow. The answer is standing in shimmering. The answer is standing in shimmering ready. But you don't see me because you're looking in the past. And you don't see me because you're looking in the future, because you are afraid to have it right now. So you're trying to delay it by telling yourself it's going to take time because you're scared to have it. Then you make up all the reasons why you can't. Oh, I was a black guy born in the ghetto. Oh, that's why I can't have it now. Oh, I'm a woman. No woman. I'm too fat. It's like all of those are just the smoke screens that we come up with to hide the fact that we haven't decided to have it now. And our desire to figure out how to have it is all part of the era of thinking that the plan has something to do with us.
Yeah.
You cannot bring it into glad awareness. You can't become aware of your happiness. You cannot become aware of the answer while you do not want it. So what it is that you are unaware of is what you do not want. And what you are aware of is what you do want. What you do want is what you are aware of. What you do not want is what you are not aware of. So what you say to spirit is, I want my whole release from littleness. I want my complete release from littleness. I want my complete release from littleness now. I want my complete release from littleness now. I want my complete release from littleness now. Joining with you together to remember that we're full of love right now. Right now. Just decide, because I promise you, the only thing I'm going to be focusing on is love. That's what my classes are going to be focused on, is love. And letting love come through me to you, through you, to everyone else. This is a class of people who want love, not answers they made up. You know what I mean? I'm on love. I'm on love. That's all I want. That's all I want. Thank you. I tell you, my ankle feels better. Which is great. You know, you all are incredible. I was like, I'm in the office state of consciousness when I hear the chorus. Anybody else had that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like for me, I literally go into an altered state of consciousness.
Especially when we do it together.
Yeah, it's like, it's something about reading it together or something about hearing it together.